This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren. Rise up, O men
of God. Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Those were the words of the Apostle Paul as he closes out the book of Galatians. You know, death by crucifixion is surely one of the most cruelest and most painful forms of execution ever devised by men. Yet our Lord Jesus Christ, for the joy that was set before him, endured that cross, Hebrews 12 and verse number 2. He hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, 1 Peter 3 and verse number 18. But just as he sacrificed himself for us, it is now within our privilege to offer our bodies a living sacrifice to him, Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1. The spiritual sacrifice is actually compared, beginning at baptism, to crucifixion, where the old man, Romans 6 and verse number 6, that old man is crucified and is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. My friends, crucifixion is not an instantaneous death. It is a very slow and painful death. And in the like manner, just so, the death of a Christian is something that is done daily, Luke chapter 9 and verse number 23, that we are to take up our cross daily and follow him. This is our daily dose of humility and service to both Christ and our fellow man. In the book of Galatians, we are told three times by the Apostle Paul that the Christian should be following Christ in his crucifixion. In a crucifixion to self, in a crucifixion to the flesh, and in a crucifixion to the world. First, we are to be crucified to the love of self. This would certainly go along with 1 John chapter 1 verses, or chapter 2 verses 15 through 17, that we're to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, but self, selfish, that pride of life that is there. Paul says in chapter 2 and verse number 20 of the book of Galatians, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am to crucify self if I am to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. All leaders, now if we might apply this to leadership then, my friends, you cannot be a good leader unless you are first a good follower. And to be a good follower of Jesus, to be a good disciple of Jesus, you must be willing to give up self. Secondly, we are to be crucified to the flesh. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 24, he says that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Is this not exactly what John was talking about in that 1 John chapter 2 passage, beginning in verse number 15, we're to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, that they're not of God, they are of the world, my friends. And so we are to crucify, we are to be crucified to the flesh. But then finally, we should be crucified to the lure of the world. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 14, The Bible says, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. So he would say, the world, this is 1 John chapter 2, verse number 16, it said 15, love not the world. In verse number 16, for all that is in the world is not of the Father, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. And then he says, and the world passeth away, verse number 17, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the Lord abideth forever. All Galatians 5 and 24, and they that are Christ, if you would belong to Christ, and my friends, leaders must lead the way in regards to these things. You know, if you look at Mark chapter 10, in Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse number 45, he says, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for the many. Now, it is from that that he would tell us, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. Whosoever will be chiefest among you shall be servant of all. You see, the kind of leadership that God is looking for today is not just a servant leadership, but is a crucified leadership. A leadership that is crucified to the love of self. A leadership that is crucified to the lust of the flesh, and a leadership that is crucified to the lures of this world. My friends, every one of those, self, flesh, and the world, will draw us away from our primary responsibility of tending to the flock that God left within our care. I hope that this lesson has blessed you today. And may God bless you as you consider, well, what it takes to be God's kind of man.